Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I'm Gabrielle. I am a former mafia princess and the owner of our Too Posh Boutique. And I'm here with my beautiful daughter, Marcella.
I'm Marcella. I am a dancer, choreographer, model, and the designer for Too Posh. And I cannot wait to talk to Whitley.
Who is my son's adorable girlfriend.
Hi, I'm Whitley. I like to create things. I'm kind of a nerd. Kind of a nerd, and I like to make people smile.
What will they say next? You're listening to the Too Posh Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to Too Posh Podcast number 3.
Yay!
I'm Gabrielle, and I'm here with my beautiful daughter, Marcella.
Hi. I am so excited to be back.
And my sweet son's girlfriend, Whitley.
Hello.
And we're super excited today to welcome our sweet Miss Polly.
Hello, hello.
I'm very excited.
So excited to have her here. It's like the best day ever. And we have to say our disclaimer first off, that we're not licensed therapists, especially today, because we are going to talk about some things that are a little risque and fun, and we're not doctors, and we only give advice from life experiences, and we voice our opinions. That's all.
Yep. Good thing. Yeah, baby. I have lots of opinions.
And we had so much fun recording last week, and we met Miss Polly about 3 or 4 years ago, you say?
It's close to 4 years ago.
4 years, yeah. And we met her because we owned a dance studio back then, Prestige Dance and Performing Arts Center. And one of my best friends, Iris, told me, you have to have Miss Polly. You need Miss Polly in your life. And
since we do. We absolutely do. Everyone needs a Miss Polly.
Everyone. Of course. And since Iris is German, when she told me I needed you, I was like, okay.
Don't argue.
Don't argue at all.
Don't argue with Iris.
No, ever. So.
Or German.
German, so, Austrian.
Yeah.
No.
No arguing. No.
So this week, in this show, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the events we have had happen this last week. And then as we go on, we'll ask Miss Polly questions about her life and some of her experiences. So stay tuned for that. But first, we have got to talk about our last podcast and how we went out and had a drink because it was Whitley's birthday. We were in Maceo in Shops of Legacy West, which is so beautiful. Everyone should go there because it's like Europe.
Yeah, we got really excited, and it was Whitley's birthday, obviously, so we had to go have a drink. So we went out, and we were the only ones in the restaurant, like on this one corner, and except for one lonely guy sitting by himself, like in the area, and he was kind of kept looking at us, and we were like, hi. And he wanted,
it was like our own room, though.
Yeah, we had the whole room to ourselves, and he wanted to buy us a shot. Mm-hmm. For Whitley's birthday. And then he kept asking us what we did, and we told him like lingerie and stuff like that, and he got really excited.
Well, let's talk about the shot he got.
Oh yeah,
though.
Brain hemorrhage.
It was disgusting. It was a brain hemorrhage. Have you ever had one?
No, I don't hate them. Sounds painful.
It was disgusting. He said it was supposed to be a buttery nipple. It wasn't like that.
No, I like buttery nipples.
I love buttery nipples. Yeah, I make great buttery nipples.
Which kind? Would. Like literally?
I know.
Well, think that too. No, but it looked like a brain. Whitley knew what it was immediately, but it was
like
brown,
and
then the bottom was like red coming out. Ugh. It was disgusting.
It looks like a brain.
It looked like sand looked and like clumps. Like,
and there's a reason it's called the brain hemorrhage, because it probably causes nasty
probably.
Brain.
Which after that, of course, my mother, who has to have conversations with everyone, he somehow ended up at our table.
Yep, he pulled up a chair.
and joined us. Yeah.
Why don't you come on over?
Yeah.
No, nobody said that. He just did it.
Yeah. Pull up a chair.
And he starts talking to us about how he's getting divorced and that at the same time he's an erotic novel writer. So you know I had to ask questions about
What's
that. I couldn't help
name?
Myself.
Maybe I've heard of him.
He's
maybe
under
I've read
a woman.
No, he goes under a female. Woman, he wants to be the next 50 Shades of Grey.
But better. So what is it? Does he have? What's his pseudo? His female pseudo name?
He didn't tell us.
Dang it.
He's like, you'll see when it comes out. We're like, how do we know it's you? There's like 50,000 of them.
No kidding. I've probably read almost every one of them.
Well, then
I have an extensive library of
Fast forward a little bit, but he actually told me that he wants to come on the show, but we'll see if he still
wants to
come after
on the
show.
Probably.
But anyways, he started talking about getting divorced, and he said that he only had sex with his wife 15 times in 1 year. Now, I just met this guy.
That's a lot.
He was very open.
I'm sorry. I went without for five.
That's why
Ms.
Folly is single. Everyone.
And ready to mingle.
It's important to sleep with your spouse.
That too.
In 5 years. I think he felt very comfortable with us. Mm-hmm. And so he started telling us that he had not slept with his wife. Or they'd only had sex 15 times.
Mm-hmm. And then he was very mad about it.
Very mad.
So I had to immediately ask him what he did. Because as women, I am saying, if we think we're not treated right, or if you're ugly to us, or I mean, if we think you're cheating.
We lock that shit down.
No, there's nothing after that. So but of course he said he was the perfect husband. He did nothing wrong. He told her how beautiful she was every single day and how amazing she is. And then
it took a hard left turn. And he was like, but I'm all into like this kinky, like I have ropes and I have chains and I have.
Did you get his number?
In the restaurant. I have chains and I have whips. And I go, does she not know about that? And he's like, no.
I think I blocked that out. That is like absurd.
And so he's dating, and right.
But then he said he sent his novel to some girl, not his wife, and she.
Oh my god, I forgot. Okay, he said that he is so good with his erotic vocabulary that just this friend of his reading the novel
in the office,
she had a full blown orgasm.
Yeah.
In the office. In her office. I forgot.
Really? Mm-hmm. Seriously, no.
Yeah. That is what he said.
I mean, now if he were actually communicating that verbal eroticism to her, you know, like reading it to her.
No, he said it was just through text message.
Really?
That's impressive.
I think I want to read it to really decide.
Something
I'm
tells
pretty
me
skeptical.
He wishes that happened.
Like, yeah.
That's pretty much.
He started to get a little creepy because then he said.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was scrolling on the Instagram.
Our Instagram.
Looking at it, which is fine.
Yeah.
But when you pick it up and go, oh, is this you? Like.
Yeah. Now it's weird.
I mean, since you're in lingerie, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. And that's not a thing. But
now
like,
you just went to
approach.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, so I read sex books. Oh, is this you? Like, I don't know. It got really weird really fast.
I love the way you
so
said
then
it.
So then
he did.
Then he told us about a girl that broke his heart.
Yes.
And he went on a flight.
Yes. And he went on. At the airport, he met two women, and they were drinking, and then one of them really liked him, and they get on the plane, and he's all the way in the back, but this girl is in first class, and he told her, do you want to come slum it with me in row 28? And then she gave up her first class seat to switch with somebody else. They went in the back
book?
Seat. Yeah. And I go, okay, so does that mean like you're in the Mile High Club? And he's like, ugh. I've been in the Mile High Club since 1993. I was like,
okay. I wasn't even born.
Stop it.
Yep.
But it's weird because he just divulged all this information at the same time telling us that he wanted at the table. He wanted a good, wholesome girl, classy girl, who will also put a ball gag in her mouth. And watch football.
He wants a lady in the street and a freak in the bed.
But he tells strangers that. I was like, oh.
I just think of Pulp Fiction.
Classy girl. So that was pretty interesting, I feel.
But that was very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, when I read back on the notes that you made after that meeting, I was dying laughing yesterday. I couldn't believe that happened to us. But then I could.
Well, and then I think a few days after that, he contacted Whitley.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
On Instagram.
He did. I'll have to go, like, I don't even know what he said. It was so long, but.
Read it, Whitley.
Hi, Whitley. It's him.
It's blank.
Met you at Macero's yesterday. Bought you that terrible birthday shot. My fault. Hey, I just looked at the Too Posh Instagram and you were modeling a very lovely black lingerie outfit. Without sounding creepy, and any chance you can, any chance you could tell me what the top looks like? Also, are they just regular panties? I hate that. Think this
probably
would
don't
make
like
a great...
moist either, do you?
I know! No, no, it's a word. It's so not sexy.
I just cringing. There's like a thing of everyone hating that word is the most hated word.
Yuck!
But, it doesn't sound hot.
I don't know, but then he's like, "Think this would make a great Valentine's gift? Thanks." And I'm like, "For who? I thought you were getting divorced and these." Women, airplane people,
Mile High Club.
But yeah. Whitley said she was going to ask me.
Yeah.
And then he never said anything else.
Uh-uh. So I was like, okay, I'll have the picture of
ghost
where right. we got them.
I mm-hmm. feel like you're just kind of trying to feel Whitley out. Like, yeah. Trying to hit on you.
Yeah, it feels like that too.
Yeah, sorry.
Poor thing.
And that's he's moving flattering. Into where I live, which is
Stop. Even
more disturbing. I was like, great. Great. Yeah. So that was funny.
I have a feeling like we have a meeting after this at Macero again. I have a feeling he'll be there just to see if we'll be there.
Oh my gosh. Let's hope not.
Did we tell him we do it every Tuesday?
Yep.
No! We did it! We did?
Y'all set yourself over that.
Yeah, we really did. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yep.
Like, drink I know. Some more of those.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. So, Whitley, I hear that you have a story that happened to you this week that, I don't know, you embarrassed yourself or something?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know how.
What did
I don't,
you do?
I really don't know. I didn't even want Gino to tell me.
What? No.
Oh, no,
you
no. Know no. Something
happened. You tell me. Oh, well, Whitley had a birthday this weekend, and she was drinking a lot of wedding cake shots. No, birthday cake. Drink.
Both.
Oh, both.
And then Whitley and I went to the bar, and we might have, I think it's always that one more shot that like throws you over the edge.
We both were just like,
we were at Pete's Dueling Piano
downhill.
Bar.
Yeah, we don't I remember.
That was so fun.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. was fun. I want to go.
Apparently, I was crying on the floor outside. I don't remember. And then Whitley got sick. She doesn't remember.
I don't.
Do you remember the shot?
It was a chocolate cake shot.
Okay, so and no then, more chocolate cake shots for either one of you. You're rolling
one.
On the floor and you're vomiting.
Yeah, no.
I don't remember. I ended up crying. It was...
I had no idea. I really...
Gino's texting me, oh boy, Mom, Whitley's throwing up.
And I
my
had
sister's
no
on the ground crying.
It's actually scary.
That, you know what that makes me think of? It was a good birthday.
Yeah. Okay, right. I remember nothing of it after this point. It was great.
So it was great.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, as long as you have somebody that's watching over you, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right. When you Gino's don't like the perfect. Have people mm-hmm. watching over you and kind of monitoring that's
well,
scary.
You guys know Tommy, right?
Yes.
My best gay guy friend who is my gay husband, I call him.
Right.
But he went to the AVN Awards in Vegas.
I'm jealous.
So
I
jealous.
Do.
He
I
was
meet
by
all
himself.
My favorite porn stars.
Yeah, yeah, he did. But he's coming on next week, so we're going to talk about all that.
Yeah, cool.
But he said that he doesn't remember going home.
He had to be escorted mm-hmm. by security to his room, and he said he woke up with bruises all over.
Maybe I want to live. I don't
know. I don't know if I want to live that close to the edge.
We'll ask That's him about that wow. next week. But,
yeah,
but I thought you had a story that you weren't going to tell me. You wanted to tell me today that you embarrassed yourself at school.
Okay, there's that. Yeah.
What'd you do?
It's kind of dumb. It was very dumb. So we had an art show at UNT, where I go. And it was like a pastry art show where the lady who, she's been working on this show for years, she had like all these huge canvases of like cake and Ferrero Rocher candy, which is my favorite candy. And I don't know anybody in this class. So I was talking to this girl and I was like, oh, I like this girl. Like, we could be friends. And I don't have any friends in this class. So so I ate one of the candies and I like, the wrapper was still on it. And she was talking and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like eating a wrapper and I didn't want to take it out and look down at this art show. So I kept eating it and I ate it.
Right.
You swallowed it? It was like the sticker part, the Ferrero's, like, I was like, I don't want her to know I ate it, so I'm just going to swallow
the gold part?
Not the gold. I took that off. The like sticker part.
Oh, the
part.
Wrapper around. Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah. Aww, Whitley, you're so sweet.
Ooh, I was like, oh, man.
I explain the Southern bless your heart? You know the Southern bless your heart.
Right? Southern bless your heart?
Okay. Yeah. What does that mean? Do y'all know that?
Isn't it you?
No.
Oh. Oh. Bless your heart was like, fuck off.
No. Okay. Southern women, when we say bless your heart, you know, bless your heart.
Like, you're so stupid.
You're so stupid.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
I guess I did know.
You're so blonde.
Well,
like
know,
on Friends.
Yeah,
you're so pretty,
you're
Joey.
So pretty. Yeah. Bless your heart.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
it's, you got a little extra fiber.
Yeah. There you go. So we had Whitley's birthday party, but then we also had Marcella's birthday party. And that was interesting, too, because we went to Concrete Cowboy for that.
Yeah.
And there we met some guys that came in and they pretended to be these, like, professional baseball players. And
oh, the douchebags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting because Marcella said this one guy wanted to buy her a shot. And she was like, well, if you buy me a shot, you have to buy my all my friends are shot. And he was like, well, I'm not doing that. So one of our friends immediately goes, they're not big time baseball players, because that's not going to work at all. And then we found Misty, your friend, found an article on him that he was arrested for selling meth or something.
Oh, my gosh. Amphetamine. Yeah, he was kicked off MLB, like the baseball team, because he, like,
what team did he play?
I don't remember. At all. I mean, he...
Atlanta or something.
Yeah. Nothing.
The Braves? I don't know. But he was minor league. He was never major league. He was always minor league.
Okay.
But they pretended.
Yeah.
So,
funny.
Yeah. Well, not
he had
funny,
never really
creepy.
Been up to the big game. He'd never been called
up
to
the big.
No,
never made it. He decided to do drugs first.
Was he amphetamine?
Wow. What a douche.
Meth will get you.
Man, it
only
messes up
for
with
Walter
your
White.
Teeth and everything, man. It makes you look ugly.
Well, then I want to share a story that happened to me and Jolie on the plane coming home from Disney World last week. When we got our boarding passes, we realized that we were separated. And we were on a plane that has like these two seats on each side at the window, and the middle has three seats, right? And our seats happened to be my husband, Patrick, Jolie, and myself. We were all behind each other in the middle row. So Jolie just turned 14. She's like, I don't want to fly by myself. I want to sit by you, mommy, blah, blah, blah. And I said, someone will give up this seat. I mean, somebody, the little girl, right? We get to our seats. Patrick decides to just sit down in his seat and pretend like he doesn't belong to us. And I'm like, what the heck is this? So I'm like, okay, I'm trying not to make a scene in the airplane, right? So I'm like going, okay, I'm thinking he's thinking someone will give it up if they think I'm by myself. Like, if he's with me, then they won't give it up. I'm thinking,
kind of
because
a,
that's,
yeah.
he does a that sometimes.
Weird logic, but
yeah.
Okay.
Weird
logic, but I'm trying to go, okay. So how it turned out is that there's guys literally in all those seats around us, only guys. So I say, gentlemen, I'm so sorry. We realized we're separated. Would one of you be so kind and let us sit together? They all just don't even, they pretend that I'm not even, we're not even existing. We're not there. They just kind of look down on their phone. And I'm like, so now I'm holding up the whole boarding process, right? The stewardess comes back and she goes, what's going on here? And I go, well, we're separated. Tell her the story. She goes, well, I'm going to help you in a minute. Can you go to the very back of the plane? Patrick, sitting there with his headphones in.
He's
I'm none of them. I don't know who they are.
Completely.
Everything
I kept going, what is happening right now? But go all the way to the back of the plane with Jolie. We stand there. The plane is filling up. There's not one seat. So Jolie is now in tears. Like, she's in tears. She goes, I don't want to sit by a strange man, blah, blah, blah. So I see this
male flight attendant, and he's really cute, big blue eyes. And I go, can I ask you a question? He goes, why are there tears? I go, well, she doesn't tell him the story. He goes, give me a boarding passes. I'll handle it. He goes up to the seats and he goes, gentlemen, can one of you give up the seats? They ignore him. Oh. No one does anything. They won't look up, but he's getting pissed off. So he goes, I'm talking to you. Raise your eyes and look at me, gentlemen. I'll buy you a drink. Someone give up their seat. And the oldest gentleman finally gets up and goes, bourbon, please. I am just so horrified about it. I can't understand it. I can't imagine my son doing that. Like, he would be the first one to get up and help. What is happening to men? Like, what is going on? I need to understand this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I
can never see Gino doing that.
Never.
Even if I was sitting by him, he'd be like, yeah, go ahead, sit down.
I want to know, I guess I'm curious as to the age.
They were literally a wide range. The man that finally got up looked like he was in his early 60s. And the others were 30s.
I mean, it's not like they're 20s. Giving up their seat to like get off.
Yeah.
They're just moving.
Moving. Yeah. And I know that the middle row is not perfect, but that is a big plane. It wasn't very, like, it's actually a really nice seat. So
it's not like they were giving up anything other than, you have to move onto the aisle where you might get hit.
That's
by
so
the
weird.
Drink cart,
I couldn't believe it. I was
simply
horrified.
That is just,
I mean, it was. I was like,
you know, I'd blame
it
on the millennial snowflakes, but I can't.
That's why I thought they were younger.
Yeah, like on their phones.
No,
Nope.
Wasn't that at all. I feel like they would have gotten up.
I just want to slap all of their mothers.
Yeah,
that's weird.
I agree. I was like, where are the gentlemen in our life? Like, what is going on?
Going and seeing, you know, men not giving up their seats in a subway or a train or something for a pregnant woman or even a woman, period.
Yep. Yeah.
Growing up, women never held on to the hanging.
Yeah.
I mean, if
fuck
a woman
you,
gets
hold
on
tight, bitch.
Pretty much, it really is. I mean, I've been on DART before where it's like nobody gives up their seat at all.
Yeah, I think it's sad. I think as men, I mean, I don't know what's happened. I would say it's the millennial thing because I know younger don't really see that. But I think now it was weird to hear the story and knowing that they were older.
Yeah,
just like
weird.
Put out totally by like a
so
little
put
girl.
Out. So put out. I mean, I felt I was just horrified. I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable. Unreal that this even happened. But I wanted to talk about this a little bit. Marcel and I talked about this the other day, and
well, I guess it kind of runs into what we're talking about now, maybe.
Yeah, but I read this on Daily Mail, and I was horrified about this. And I know this has been in the news for a long time, but Weinstein and Rose McGowan's story. When this was described like this, I wanted Marcel to read this and then talk about how we feel about it a little bit because I was very disturbed.
Well, and I have a story about something that had happened to me when I was a go-go dancer.
Right.
Should I read that excerpt from that book?
Yes, just read that.
She said her memoir in Brave, her new book, and she says she had an appointment with Weinstein on the day of the incident, but arrived to learn her breakfast meeting had been moved to his hotel suite. Once she got to the suite, she claims that Weinstein tore off her clothing, made her sit on the edge of the jacuzzi in his suite, and proceeded to perform oral sex on the actress while masturbating himself to completion. Mr. Weinstein denies Ms. McGowan's allegations of non-consensual sexual contact. I think that's kind of where we stopped, because that was all I needed to hear.
Right.
And you guys can tell me your opinion. My first reaction is bullshit, only because I think it's crazy that all of this comes out from celebrities now suddenly, because she could have left.
I mean,
at any time. And you make a decision, I feel like, for fame.
Okay, I got a little nervous. I didn't know where y'all were going. I was like, I know how I feel about this. I don't think I'm going to agree. But I was like, I'm like, okay.
Well, and it's like a quick, when I was a go-go dancer, I performed for Super Bowl. And so there was a lot of people who would come, my celebrity, I mean, managers, agents, whatever. I met a man who was from LA, who was a agent and a manager for
producer, whatever
for celebrities. And he was like, I want your number. Compliments, compliments. Okay, that's great. Sure. The first instance, he wanted to meet, have a meeting with me at 3 a.m. And I was like, no, I don't think that's a professional meeting time to meet you. But any other day, I'll do this. Now, what ended up happening, he started calling me consistently. He would have some of his people that were, I mean, they were on TV shows, these girls who I had met also. So he was legitimate. Talking to me, telling me about how much they had done for him, which ended up being him and I talking on the phone. He said he wanted to get me a meeting with the director of Transformers because he...
Michael Bay.
Yeah. Oh, I like him. He's telling me, he's like, you know, you need to come to LA. I will get you this meeting. And it goes on and on and on. And then finally, I'm like, that doesn't just happen. Like, I've been a dancer in the entertainment industry for a long time. You have to audition for stuff like that. So he tells me, well, if I do that for you, what are you going to do for the director? And then what are you going to do for me? And I was like,
like, how much money do you want?
Yeah. are we going to figure out a pay schedule or something?
So I knew where that was going. And obviously he's talking about sex. And I said, no, I'm not comfortable doing that. And he literally, him and I got in a fight where I ended up crying on the phone. He told me I was immature with my sexuality because I would not sleep with him or a director. And how could I be so stupid to not sleep with someone who would get me famous? Like, what? Like, what's wrong with you? He did this now for years, you guys.
Years.
Like, harassed me, started calling me nonstop, told me, don't tell your mom, don't tell your friends. Your friends and family will not want you to be famous. I've worked with all these people.
Oh, my God.
And if he found out that I was going to California, he would want me to fly there, meet him. Don't bring your boyfriend. Don't bring your mom. Come and I'll do this and you do this for me. And I feel like this happens all the time. And I believe in the casting couch. And I think that a lot of stuff happens. And you can't tell me that you don't have a choice in the matter. And I find it to all be kind of crazy because I said, no, I'm not doing that. And it was wild. I mean, that's what I think they're doing. And now all this stuff comes out.
I mean, I just want to say this. Of course, these situations where women do get sexually assaulted and raped and held. I mean, that's a totally different story, though.
Yeah, that's
It happened to me, too, when I was young. And I was modeling and I was with a photographer and that same kind of stuff. And I left. You can leave. You can, as a woman, you can get up and leave. This kind of stuff where they promise you things. I mean, leave. Yeah. What
is
this?
How many? Women, if we look at it now, how many women, they're all coming out, said yes.
Right, but they all
and made
famous.
That decision. Well, hello.
Right.
They're all famous.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Well, because they used, and here it is, they used the system that was in place, that has been in place for
ever
eons. They used the system.
Yep.
The system used them.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was a case of usury on both ends.
Yeah.
So innocent, I'm doubting in terms of she knew what she was getting into.
Of course.
She could have left.
Right. She didn't even have to go to his suite.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't have gone.
If they said, we moved it to my suite, we're no longer meeting.
I don't feel comfortable.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I would rather we met, and I would rather there be other people there.
Yeah, like, is your whole staff there and everybody?
I would rather be in the office
right,
and in a professional setting.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you cannot accommodate me in that manner, then we don't have any business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, I think that because I could have said yes to a 3:30 a.m. meeting,
of course,
but
yeah.
I said no.
You could have said 3:30 a.m. booty call. And there we are.
Sure, and I could be in Transformers. Right
you
now,
could be
guys.
In Transformers.
Man,
what's up? What
sorry,
thinking?
But
18.
But here's the other thing: the other side of that is, what are you giving up?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're giving up your self value.
Yep.
And your dignity. You're giving up a piece of you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And every time it happens, there's a little bit more and a little bit more. And then all of a sudden, you become Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you become jaded and cynical.
and angry. Mm-hmm. And yes, it all has to come out at some point. And so now, yes, they're trying to fix the problem. And I put that in air quotes just so you guys know that that was what I was saying. Fix the problem by letting everybody know. They're all going to bring in the lawyers and they're all going to bring in, you know, watch eyes. You know, we're going to be watching you. Is it really going to change?
Nope. No, well, and we have a photo shoot coming up at the end of February, and one of our photographers literally last night said, if you don't mind me asking, what other photographers will be here? And he was like, I just have a problem with one who, and I see the messages keep popping up. And I think I talk about this only because I want young women who maybe want to be models or actors or dancers, whatever it is, to be so careful because... Right. This particular photographer that he was telling us about said that this one that he does not want to be associated with takes pictures of the girls in only his underwear.
Boxers,
whatever. Mm-hmm. What? With a hard-on and tells the girls, no, this is how I shoot. And the girls will stay because they're not
thinking. And he drinks during their shoots.
And then tries to get them in the bedroom.
Tries to make them spend the night.
Yeah.
And it's always the young ones. And he was called out.
On social media,
by 17.
Is it anybody I know?
No, by like, 17, by 17 girls, and the photographer we talked about yesterday that told me this said, you know, you can always have that one model that might have something against you, mm-hmm. but not 17. 17, and it's been 10 years, I think, that he has done this and gotten away with it, and this. This one is a gentleman that works for us, and he will not have anything to do with it. And he said he was working with a girl that shot with him the week before, and she told him about the boxers. And he said, oh, and did so you stay? Weird. And she said she stayed. So this guy stopped to shoot with her. He said that told me everything I needed to know about her.
I have left photo shoots before. Mm-hmm. I couldn't say this when I had the studio, but I did Playboy.
I didn't know that.
I did.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Go you.
Know that.
You didn't know that? No. I don't think I told anybody.
I had a Playboy necklace in like middle school too. That would have been so cool.
In middle school.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
So I did that at one point, and my photographer that I did that with, his girlfriend was there. I mean, I felt so comfortable.
It was so professional.
Mm-hmm. And it was, and I mean, I asked my mom first because she's European. I was like, I don't think she'll care. And the woman body is beautiful. And I just did it because I'm not ashamed of being naked. I think it's great, whatever. So I had asked permission first and she said yes. And then I did that. And I worked with very professional people. And now I had shot with somebody after that. And I actually left the shoot crying because I think for any young woman or girls who are doing anything with photographers to be so careful, because if they're moaning, if they're in their boxers, if they promise you anything, it's probably bullshit.
Yeah. If they touch you while shooting, it is bullshit. Yeah. And walk out, just leave.
Yeah. Because I promise it.
Really, you shouldn't shoot. I mean, I believe since we have so many photo shoots, and I have stopped working with all guys that I hear approach my girls. When they shoot for us, well, can we do another time? We'll do a nude shoot. And I hear it. They all tell me. And I won't work with them again. Because it is just, I hate it so much. I mean, modeling is awesome. There's such beautiful pictures coming from it.
It's just a gateway then. If they do the nude. And not like, saying that Playboy. I have a difference of opinion with Playboy. Because I think Playboy was such a groundbreaking magazine,
right,
and has always been, in my opinion, a very well done professional endeavor.
Yeah,
and that the women that shoot for Playboy and the photographers are all just—it's a very professional set.
Very professional. Yeah. One of my best friend's daughter is a very successful.
Oh yeah, big time.
We're gonna try to get her to come on the show too.
So, in that vein. When you have photographers that want to do nude, I get creeped out when it's not professional, because then they, because I have heard, because I have friends that shoot professionally and have heard stories of, it just turned into one big orgy. And they brought out the whipped cream and it was just all of a sudden there were girls and guys and everybody getting down. And I'm like, serious? Really?
Photo shoot turned into a porn. I know,
right? It did. All of a sudden, the photo shoot turned into a porn. Well, there's
still cameras.
And then that's the next step. And the next thing you know, these girls are end up on X Hamster and Pornhub. And those video shoots or photography shoots turn into those things. And it's like, now what are you going to do?
You're like, damn it. I went into this as wearing a sundress. And I meant I want a pretty picture.
Next thing you know, you have whipped cream on my nipples.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What do you have on your nipples?
Whipped cream.
Oh, you have a buttery nipple.
On top. I have a buttery nipple.
Probably,
or the Crisco comes
too.
Out.
At the same time,
it's horrible, and I just get scared for young women that end up.
Us too. That's because, why we wanted to bring that up, because it's so scary. Happens all the time, but there are good photographers out there.
Yes.
We work with them all the time. Yes. They would never dream of doing that, and. It's just, you have to do your homework. You have to research and you have to ask. Make sure you don't go by yourself ever.
Ever since like shooting with y'all, of course, people are going to be like, oh, can we shoot? Can we shoot? Can we shoot? And I'm like, you know, that's great. I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I'll always tell Gino, and he's like, okay, well, I'm going with you and I'm staying in the car the whole time and I'm doing this the whole time. And before I went into that, I was like, there's like 20 people in there. It's okay. And then he stayed outside the whole time, so I felt fine and nothing ever happened. But he's like, okay, but if something happens, you send me some kind of emoji that's code. He's like, code, send me emoji. The dog barking. And I'm like, okay.
So,
I know. He's like, send me 3 of those and I'll be in there and I'll go mafia on there. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Shocking.
I know, he always says that. But yeah,
but
so
it's nice to have backup.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I would never go anywhere alone. That's the only thing I've ever done that wasn't with y'all.
Right.
So.
And I think there is a difference, though, between that and then the, what's his name that came up this week that was nuts, that gymnastics.
I want that.
Oh, the completely coach. Different.
Yeah. Those are children.
Right. And that is totally different. And I think that is super, super, super scary. I saw some, again, kind of going back to the plane story, though, with like, and I am. Not like a feminist person, but I feel like, you know, the judge, she came down so hard on him, which I think she should have, because she had to listen to all these poor girls tell their stories. So how many?
150
girls.
Yeah.
And she said, I signed your death warrant, like whatever she had said. On Facebook, though, a lot of men, and I'm not throwing all men under the bus, but they called her an angry feminist who was making a skeptical. But I feel different. I feel like She should have said that, though.
Yeah. 1,000,000%. I mean, I was like, you go, girl.
I mean, seriously, because, and I like the fact that, because I was in gymnastics, and I did competitive gymnastics.
You did?
Yeah.
For like 10 years. Oh, yeah, Whitley did.
Yeah. So I know that there's that governing board, and you think about it as like, why? And they were told, hey, he's doing this. So I'm so happy that USA Gymnastics has to let go of all those people.
They all left. Yeah.
They're like having to resign. And you know, the Olympic committee has said, y'all need to go.
Right.
Yeah. Because y'all allowed this. So I'm curious now, because Bella and...
I was just going to ask you, are they part of it?
Yes. They how many gymnasts trained at their facility? Where he was the doctor.
Right.
Thousands.
So scary. So scary. But you said we're not judging, but you said I could never send my kid off. Like, I mean, just couldn't do it.
That's just me. I just
You're very much, I need to have my child right near by me.
Because I don't trust people.
But there are there are so many women, I mean, and, you know, couples where they had to make that choice.
I know.
And it happens in other countries, too.
Right.
I know we're just not the only ones. But, you know, these girls go to this training facility and they're, 8, 9, 10 and up. and they're there. Mm-hmm. And if you have an injury, oh, you just need to go to see the doctor.
Yeah. That is so disturbing. I can't
and
even.
And so, I mean, yeah. We just had a, I mean, he was just accused of 150 there.
Right.
That spoke.
We don't know.
We don't know the sheer numbers.
When it happened to, as a dancer, I mean, dancer, there oh, was an yeah. Australian dancer.
Yes.
One of the studio
oh,
owners.
My gosh. I think, in Australia, major. Yeah. They call it, what do they call it there? I mean, I can't think of it. Preparing the children, or what did it say?
Ew.
What? It was very, very disturbing. The mothers.
Some dance moms sent
yes,
pictures
dance moms.
To the guy so that the kids would get ahead.
Yes.
Moms.
The owners.
Dance moms. Psycho fucking dance moms.
Yep. The truth.
Participated in pedophilia just to get
yes.
their... Oh,
yes.
My God.
They knew that they're sending... Wait. Miss Polly is worse than that. They sent their children into the studio with this guy, and the mom sent nude pictures of her children to the dance teacher.
Uh-huh. We gotta be in the front row. Hello?
Yes, this is the thing. This did happen. He actually is in prison right now, and his sister... I mean, I spoke to her in detail about it, but it is crazy.
Yeah. The things that pedophiles will do.
I can't even.
Boggles my brain because as a victim. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't hate that word. As a survivor.
yeah.
Of that kind of abuse, you're like, okay, you see the signs. Red flag, red flag, red flag. At that time, though, it's just so progressive. You know, so subtle sometimes that you don't even realize that you're being a victim at Whoa. That moment. And so the things they will do to
grooming, that was the word.
Victims.
They're grooming.
They
that's
are grooming
what,
them.
That's what the word was. Stop preparing. Grooming.
Yes, they're grooming you. They're so grooming
disgusting.
Them.
I mean,
Corey, what's his name? Corey Haim or one of the,
yeah, yeah.
One of the Coreys. The one that's not dead.
I don't know which one that is.
What? The spider knows. What is it?
Corey Feldman. Yes. So he's talking about, you know, and he's coming forward now about all the pedophiles, the clubs that they would use for the child actors to where they would groom. They would have a room full of pedophiles.
A room full of pedophiles?
A room full of pedophiles. Yeah, it's a thing.
A living nightmare.
Still
yes.
a thing.
So weird.
Room
to
full
hear.
Of pedophiles looking for their next toy.
Which all kind of like compounds together because you have, even as an adult, I mean, I don't know, do you start as a child? I mean, you know, you don't even know how that all.
And a lot of here's the thing that is that sometimes this, I just read this or watched this study where they had done a study that it genetically can encode in your genetics. Abuse.
What?
Who's genetics?
The victim's genetics can be coded because of the trauma to where their offspring can have that genetic anomaly that is indicative of that. So the pedophiles
come from abuse.
Oh, I've heard that before.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Weird.
Yep.
That's interesting.
That is so interesting.
And scary as hell. Hello.
very, very scary. I think we need to wrap this show and you guys stay tuned because we are going to talk to Miss Polly about all.
Her
because
stuff.
You know, we know that she used to be a professional dominatrix and I have some questions.
Oh my.
Yeah, we're going to make this a little bit more lighthearted.
Okay. The whole next hour is going to be with Miss Polly. So stay tuned and. If you guys have any specific questions for Marcelo or Gabrielle, myself, or if you want to be a guest on our show, please hashtag AskTuPosh on Instagram, Snapchat, Marcelo Ranieri.
Yep.
M-A-R-C-E.
I'll spell my own name, thank you. M-A-R-C-E-L-L-A-R-A-N-E-R-I.
Or
Snapchat is the same
spelling.
It's so easy. Mine's easy.
And you can also submit questions by emailing tuposhboutique@yahoo.com. And we thank you so much for listening.